Chapter 31. I looked at her, shocked. A trap? What kind of a trap?
What if someone telephoned Mr. Redding and warned him?
Miss Marple said.
Suppose Dr. Haydock mentioned that Mrs. Sadler had seen him changing the pills in Mr. Hawes' box. Well, if Mr. Redding is innocent, that would mean nothing to him. But if he isn't...
He might do something stupid, I said. And prove he's guilty, said Melchett. Yes, but would Haydock be willing to do that?
Miss Marple interrupted him excitedly.
Oh, it was just a thought. But here is Dr. Haydock, so we can ask him.
Haydock came into the room, looking very tired.
I think Hawes is going to live, although perhaps I wish that he wasn't.
You may think differently, said Melchett, when you have heard what we now know.
And he quickly told him about Miss Marple's explanation of the crime. And then he told him of her idea. Haydock's gentle opinions about criminals changed immediately.
If this is true, he said, I'll do anything you want. That poor fellow Hawes, he nearly died, and if he hadn't, he would have been found guilty of murder. Lawrence Redding deserves the heaviest punishment possible.
So he began to arrange the trap with Melchett, and I walked Miss Marple home.